your say. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
In case you're wondering what all the hullabaloo's about, it says here millions of Sydney residents will be allowed back into Queensland from this coming Tuesday after the city marked a crucial virus milestone. I think that'll probably do us for the moment. I just want to cross to Tara. She's probably dancing. Tara Bennett's on the line, the Executive Officer, Tourism Port Douglas Daintree. Good news, Tara.
Oh, the party is on in the street, John. It is such a celebration.
Yes. I mean, it's just come out of the blue a bit because we're getting all these hints that the Chief Medical Officer was going to find another reason not to open the borders. Oh, well, what about the sewerage? What if the tests come back? No, I thought, oh, no, not another one. But anyway, she's come out with the commitment now next Tuesday, unless, of course, there's another catastrophe.
Mm. I mean, what we've always wanted is a timeline. Yes. For us to be able to start planning for airlines to get flights in place. We build the demand and people can start booking. I mean, this is exactly what we needed, was a little bit of time to prepare and absolutely take advantage of the Christmas New Year period and beyond.
Yeah, it was interesting yesterday listening to Joyce from Qantas saying, oh, well, we've got to get these planes back in the air. It's catastrophic. Now this has come on with a rush. It's interesting for a start. Melbourne-Sydney planes were flat out yesterday or getting back into the air, so that'll be a steep increase over the next few days. And, of course, combined with now Sydney, Brisbane, Sydney, Cairns, Sydney, whatever, they're going to be, well, as far as domestic flights are concerned, flat chat again.
We hope so. That's what we've been asking for. So we do need to, you know, prove the demand is there, and I'm very confident it is. I've been in trade events this week talking to travel agents in Victoria, and they've got a list of people waiting to book, but there was never any confidence until now. And so we expect to see booking. I've actually just spoke with an operator, and she said her phone just keeps pinging. The bookings have just started to roll in. So this is a day to absolutely rejoice, and for us to remember not only what we've been through, but hopefully what's going to be ahead.
Now, let's talk about the immediate situation up there. I heard you quoted this morning saying that occupancy is around that 30% mark. I understand previously it was even considerably lower than that. So what's going on with the accommodation houses in Port Douglas?
Look, it's very varied. We have some sitting at 5 to 10% and then others sitting at 60%, John. So it is a really mixed market, which is making it incredibly hard for some of the mid-range operators. But we have seen, with the new flights from Canberra, we've seen some new markets opening up there. We do have some schoolie groups up in the region as well. So it was very similar to previous months where the industry is ticking over with small pockets of markets that we've been able to access. So I think the good news is for us to go interstate and say, you know, we've been open for business all this time. We're absolutely ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this one too. As far as unemployment is concerned, or people sitting idle on JobKeeper or whatever, how's it impacted on Port Douglas?
We are concerned we may have a labour shortage coming up. If we see numbers pick up, there's going to be increased demand and we don't have the backpacking workforce that we'd normally have as well. But at present, businesses have been, you know, keeping their staff on the 2 to 3 days and they'd now expect them to be moving up to full time.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you about Canberra, because I think another flight in today, one came in on Saturday. They're not huge flights. I think there are 100-odd people. But the suggestion is, at the moment, until next Tuesday, hopefully, at the moment, they're extremely welcome, because we saw that cancellation of the Adelaide flight, so Canberra couldn't have come in at a better time.
That's exactly right. I mean, we would have hoped to have both markets and not be having one replace the other.
Yeah.
However, we will work with what we have, and I mean, from what we've seen, the visitors, and it is anecdotal, but they are a high-spending travel group, and they've had a long, cold winter, and I think coming up here right now is just would be bringing them so much happiness, and we love sharing that happiness.
Yeah, talking about happiness, did you hear Steve Edmondson just before you came up?
He deserves all the happiness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He has, really put the region on the map as far as lobbying to make sure we were heard and understood. And I'm really delighted for he and all of our operators right now.
Well, he was a kid with a new toy just a few minutes ago. And I'm wondering about that atmosphere up there in Port Douglas. I presume there's smiles all around. There'll be, I presume, some little celebrations later today in the various bars or restaurants or whatever. So it's it's going to be a wonderful atmosphere, I presume, for the next few days. Of course, there'll be some operators desperately trying to get their products back up to scratch if they've been sitting idle for a long time, and they need to do that in the next few days.
Yeah, look, I think first and foremost, it's absolute elation for everyone. As I said, all the businesses have been open and maintaining, so there won't be too much work to do. I think they'll be absolutely ready to open their doors as soon as the visitors are heading their way.
Just one final point, because you cover the Daintree as well. How have they been travelling the last couple of months?
They've been doing well. As a boutique destination, they have been attracting a lot of overnight visitors, particularly in the holiday homes and probably the more of the higher end of the market. There's also been a lot of the drive market that I think has been booming all through Queensland. So, I mean, like Port Douglas, though, it has been certainly a softer few months, but not as bad as we had first thought. So that's been at least one positive.
All right, Tara, I'm going to let you go and celebrate now. Get out and about, talk to all your members up there and organise a party.
Oh, thanks for checking in, John. It is absolutely a day to rejoice. We're so happy.
That's Tara Bennett, and she's the Executive Officer, Tourism, Port Douglas, Daintree. By the way, if you've got a comment on these developments or whatever else you'd like to talk about, the number to call 1300 872 911.